Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Right now, we're going to check in with our friend Sheriff Bobby Schultz, Gilchrist County Sheriff. Good morning, Sheriff. How you doing?
Doing fine. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, I know there's tough things going on. You've got a great sheriff's office going on there. You got great people, and sometimes bad things just happen, and it sounds like this might be the case when the pedestrian recently was accidentally run over by a deputy while this guy was laying down in a dark parking lot. And I know you can't get too deep into its investigation, but, I mean, how does this impact something like this? How does this impact you and the officers and their morale?
Well, first off, my thoughts and prayers continue to go out to the victim and the family, and obviously and my deputy and their families. This is just a tough time. And, you know, we're in law enforcement, and in just life in general, bad things happen, and some things can be explained and some things can't. We'll let the crash investigation be conducted by the Florida Highway Patrol. I trust that they'll do a thorough job, and then we'll do an internal review and see if there's something that we can do better and go from there. But it's just tragic. You know, it's any time that things like this happen, regardless if it's in law enforcement or whether it's other places on this earth, it's tough. And, you know, the men and women at the sheriff's office, they understand they have tough jobs and bad things do happen. We just pray that they're limited, and we just pray that, you know, God gives us which he promises he will, the discernment to make good decisions and move forward.
I mean, look, there's another issue where what the exact cause and everything, what they determine is one thing, but, you know, you've got a family that's absolutely going to be impacted forever, and then you've got another family, the law enforcement side, and somebody who probably is going to have some trauma as a result of this kind of thing, and hopefully you'll help them get some effective guidance in that area as well.
Absolutely, and you know, when one thing impacts anybody in our families, then, you know, we have the appropriate resources to reach out to, and we're there for our people. We're here for the people in our community. And, again, this is just a bad situation, and it's just sad. But we'll get through it, and we'll have trust in our Heavenly Father that He'll get us all through it and try to our best to move forward. And, again, my prayers go out to all those involved in this tragic incident.
Yeah, in a small community, and so many people know somebody knows everybody, you know how it works. But let's move on to the federal authorities like ICE, man. They seem to be under attack across the nation. I feel like you've been working with federal authorities, but I want to hear it from you. Are you helping to arrest and detain some of these criminal illegal immigrants?
Well, it's been kind of slow rolling. You know, emphasis was put on illegal aliens and detaining them and going after them and going after the worst of the worst and all that. then yes, all 67 sheriffs complied, and we have the training needed and necessary to investigate those who are here illegally. That's not completely off the ground, that component. But certainly in our jails, we're able now to effect arrest on warrants and detainers that are given to us, and we don't have to rely on a federal agent to show up here to do the arrest. And that takes a big burden off of us, because how it was before is basically somebody comes in on a street charge, and through the mechanism it's proven that they're here illegally, we would contact the authorities, the federal authorities, and they'd have to send somebody out here from Jacksonville to serve a warrant and authorize them to stay for a certain amount of time, and then have to come pick them up. How we have it figured out now, through a lot of, it sounds very easy, but I can promise you nothing in government is ever easy.
Right.
But we have now a mechanism where when we get told somebody's here illegally, we have people on staff that can affect the arrest, and they're working out a good component on transportation, and whether it be Alligator Alcatraz or one of these other ICE facilities, we're going to get them there. So yes, sir, it's working pretty good. And then when the time comes to work with our federal state partners, the Gilchrist County Sheriff's Office is prepared and ready to assist in whatever way that we can.
Well, and I'm just guessing, based on being in the community for 23 years, I know plenty of people that live and love Gilchrist County, and I'm kind of taking a guess here, but I would imagine you don't get a lot of blowback for cooperating with the feds on this issue. But one exception could be, and I want you to address this if you could, what about the agricultural community? Is there an impact there? Are you hearing from those folks, and are they worried that folks are coming into their areas looking for illegals?
Well, I think everybody is concerned. I can only speak about the agriculture folks in Gilchrist County and some of the surrounding counties. I think there's a big misnomer that the farming and agriculture industry is adamantly opposed to what's going on, and that's a lie. It's not. Now, are they going to be impacted in certain ways? Absolutely. They don't want bad people being in our communities, because they're in our communities. So personally, I haven't received any blowback from any of our agriculture industry. There's lots of questions of how things are done. Do they feel like on certain situations that there should be things better, more thought and consideration? They do. I believe that. Those are my personal opinions. I believe that there are things that, and it sounds like from hearing and listening to President Trump, that he's going to get there on certain issues that he sees as a need in agriculture and beyond, that all these people here as a blanket aren't all here bad. They're bad. It's a bad situation, but there's a need to work with some of them. And I think the president will get to that, and I believe that America will coalesce around that. But to answer again, the shorter answer, and I gave you the long answer, is no, I don't receive blowback from anybody from the agriculture community in Gilchrist County saying, oh my goodness, we hate this.
Gotcha.
They want to do the right thing, and they want to be law-abiding citizens, and they want to continue providing the lifeline of this community, which is the agriculture products, and they're gonna work with us. They've been very helpful so far, and I think we're all going to get to where we're supposed to be. And I think everybody in America, specifically Gilchrist County and the state of Florida, will be happy with the final product.
Now, Sheriff, we've spoke to you many times, and other law enforcement officials as well, and I know there's a lot of challenges. You're always going to have budgets, recruiting issues, morale. But what are some of the challenges maybe that kind of change or resurface, if you could dig into that a little?
Well, I've been in law enforcement now for a little over 33 years, and you know, I've seen a lot. There's not much in law enforcement that I haven't done, and that's not a pat on my back. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or bad thing, but a lot of longevity doing this. But it seems like the thing that impacts law enforcement the most is always expectations. I think reasonable expectations, and people lose sight of what it takes to run an agency and to provide law enforcement. You know, everybody wants caviar law enforcement, and sometimes they're a little resistant and don't quite understand why budgets have to go up, why they need necessary equipment, why they have to have some of the things that they need. And this world is largely run on money. So if you want the best law enforcement to protect your families and your and to provide a income for your families, you have to have a safe community. And I've said it before when and with on a speech with Governor DeSantis is, if you want the freedoms that you have in America, you have got to have law enforcement, a strong law enforcement presence, not a stifling one, not a Gestapo, but strong law enforcement. So I think the challenges that I've seen, and I'll say specifically in the last 13 years as sheriff, is we have a lot of great people that want good law enforcement. They want somebody coming to their house when there's an emergency. They want someone picking up the phone. They want their loved ones taken care of in the jails when they come in there. But sometimes it takes a little bit of cash and it takes a little bit of sacrifice from them in order for me to provide that. We find that balance. I got a great county commission. I have a great county that sometimes it takes a little bit of discussion. And once you explain to them, here's why we need to raise the salaries of our deputies.
Gotcha.
Our starting pay is $50,000, and the guy next door in the next county, they're paying $60,000. If you had a choice coming out of the academy, where would you go?
Yeah, ongoing challenge.
It's things like that.
Sheriff, we always appreciate your time. Sheriff Bobby Schultz, Gilchrist County Sheriff, and we hope to speak to you very soon. Stay safe, my friend.
Listen, Bob, thank you for all that you do on behalf of a lot of us. We appreciate you having our six, brother.
You got it.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.